This is what I'm talking about. Destiny put this message out thinking this was going to help him. Okay? This is equivalent. When we get into this, I just want to just one last time. This is equivalent to someone who committed a murder going to the police and saying they found something in the middle of the street and handing them the murder weapon that they committed the crime with. It's unbelievable how stupid he is for putting this out. Now, I'm not sure if you know who you're looking at on the other side of the screen from me, but that is Destiny, the woke streamer. I don't know why you'd be watching this if you didn't know who he was. But he's very well known for some of his insane takes, like where if you voted for a different candidate than him, then you are not worthy of living on Earth. He's demonstrated his belief in that when he, tap danced about the firefighter who got killed at the event that I'm trying to talk around without saying the name, because it basically chops my reach by 70% as soon as I talk about the person who was on the stage getting shot at. But so he's done all kinds of crazy stuff like that. He's gone on shows recently, and he said that Tim Pool is a Russian agent, and then he said, I dare Tim Pool to sue me. Go ahead and sue me. I would love to defend myself in court. Now, he's caught up in a big legal beef now because, as it turns out, generally speaking, you show me a woke feminist, you're a male feminist, like a woke male feminist, and I will show you a person who is an absolute creep, and he is facing a bunch of revenge porn stuff now. Now, I'm going to let her summarize it in her own words, because she actually, the victim, put out a long statement about exactly what happened. I'm going to read that to you guys shortly. But just to summarize super quick, okay, he took pornographic videos of her and pictures of her, and then he shared them with his friends. You know, this is his side of the story, by the way. All she knows is that he took those pictures and videos and they ended up all over the internet, okay? Now, his story is, I just shared, I guess it's been verified. I'm not sure what his story is of how it got there, but it's been verified, like solid, that he shared with other people and then their phones got hacked, supposedly, right? But, listen, maybe that's what happened. Either way, he shared private videos that he took of another streamer. Like, she's like, I trust you, Destiny. He's like, oh yeah, you could trust me, girl. And then he's like, hey, you guys want to see Pixie buck naked? Look at this bitch. Hey, all these virtuous guys on the other side, they're all toxic masculinity. Look at you, dude. You think I do that? Well, I mean, I've been married forever, but nonetheless, okay? So, and then also in another case, he's got another case because he recorded himself sleeping with some girl without her knowledge. Like, he hid a camera. Okay. I know lots of guys who did that when they were 19 years old, dude. How old are you? Grow the fuck up, you creep. Okay. So those are the two. Now, the other girl says that he's done this a bunch of other times also. And we're going to get into that when we read her statement. This is where I want to go before I even get into the details of this case. This guy thinks that he's so smart, right? He's so smart. He's going to do these debates. He's going to make everyone look stupid, And really, he's exceptional at that, doing debates and making people look like they don't know what they're talking about. Here's the thing, though. That's one type of intelligence. And then there's other stuff where you're like, all right, well, let's look under the hood. Is this actually a smart person? And this moron, this absolute fucking imbecile, okay, responded to what's going on today, okay, the whole thing with the revenge porn and all that. He responded to this in two separate ways. Both of them are so, one of them is insane, which is this one over here, which is, oh, if I go down, I'm taking 20 streamers with me. Okay, like, I'll talk about that. But the part where I feel totally, totally on solid foundation calling him a fucking idiot is where he posted his response on Reddit and exposed himself to, I don't know how much prison time. But if he didn't realize that what he was putting on Reddit literally increased his criminal exposure by such an astronomical amount that it's kind of hard to even wrap my brain around. I am going to enjoy doing this because, again, I don't think this guy has even one fucking drop of good karma, and he thinks of himself as really smart, and I'm going to show you he's a fucking moron. I mean, this doesn't matter. He's going to watch this, and once he hears me talk about it, go, oh, fuck. It's like, yeah, you fucking moron. How would you have not thought of that, dude? Okay. Anyway, so if you haven't subscribed to my channel, go ahead and do that. I would appreciate it. If you want to support the channel, or if you want to hate on in the comments, Destiny's a good dude, man. He just constantly records people and then leaks revenge corn and, acts like he's the guy with the virtue, Yeah, I wish all the guys that voted for that guy would just die. And you think you're the good guy. Yes, I do, because I care more about the United States than they do. Hey, guy, I'm starting to think that maybe the reason you're leaking this stuff is because you're actually a psychopath that's like not really very good at hiding it. By the way, if you've ever wondered, okay, like if you know who he is and you ever wondered, like, who are these people that bang Destiny? You know, like, I mean, I understand like gay dudes or whatever, because, you know, I don't know. I like, if I was still wired to want to bang like I, you know, do or whatever, and I was a gay guy, I'd probably fuck everybody. But like, you know, dudes aside, you're like, girls bang this guy? I wonder what kind of girl would do that. And we're going to find out in this. And it actually makes perfect sense. Because the girl that he did this to is threatening to end her life. Okay. Which plays in directly to this fucking idiot's post that he put up on Reddit trying to defend himself. And he actually put himself in massive criminal jeopardy. Okay. Anyway, so let's go ahead and jump in. Okay, so Destiny allegedly threatens to expose 20 streamers following sex offender registry accusation. Okay, this whole thing can be summarized like this. After the whole thing came out with the leaks, people were like, oh, one guy's all, you should be put on the sex offender list. He's all, I'll take 20 streamers down with me. So, okay, cool, bro. Like, hey, good defense. He's all, I'll take everyone down. Okay, so I want to show you, though, this right here. This is her side of the story. Pixie, P-X-I-E. She's doing a fundraiser to raise funds to sue Destiny. And yeah, so Pixie, I just went and followed her on X. You know, feel free. P-X-I-E. All right. So I'm going to read this to you, okay? And then we are going to go to Destiny's response, and everyone collectively can go, okay, never going to call him smart ever again. Okay, I will be suing. And also, by the way, coming back to, I would love to defend myself in court against Tim Pool. Hey, I think you have a pretty fucking slightly inflated opinion of your ability to understand court and the law if as soon as you were in a situation like this, that's what you did, okay? Anyway, I will be suing Stephen Kenneth Bonal. I will be suing him on November 29th. I learned that the streamer Destiny had non-consensually shared pornographic content of me online. My dignity, peace of mind, and hopes for the future were stripped away in a mere matter of seconds following the betrayal of someone I had previously trusted. And just to reiterate, when you hear her outside of a public conversation where he leaked a private conversation between her and him, you're going to see, this is a girl that is not in a stable mindset, which means I can't imagine that she got naked with Destiny, having never had a similar conversation with him about her, you know, mental struggles. So he knew that, took the videos and then put them out anyway. But, you know, maybe again, this chick is a victim. It's as simple as that. She said, I am at least the third person he has done this to. I hope this will be the last. I will not be commenting on the experience of the other women he has hurt, as it is not my place or story to tell. I will, however, share my story in hopes of preventing this from occurring again. I have known Destiny for around 5 to 6 years now and often find myself in heavy disagreement with him. Despite this, I do my best to see the best sides of all people, trying my hardest to spread positivity and create understanding where I can. You, if that you took a personality test, have probably extraordinarily high agreeability, like where being agreeable is probably very important to you. I can relate to this. As much as you look at me and you're like, this guy looks like he likes fucking destroying people, it's like, I do if they deserve it. But in 99% of cases, I can find something that I like about a person and I would prefer to have a good relationship with them. But it's corny, but I want to meet people where they are and focus on ways we can build bridges together, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So she said, some people call this a fault of mine, claim I am naive and should be more careful. And she said, those people are right. Oh, well, that's nice. So you took a girl who was so naive and trusting that she trusted you with nude pictures of herself, and you showed her that trusting people is not the right thing. And now she's a broken little flower. What a nice guy, dude. When I was 19, over 5 years ago, I was extremely sexually inexperienced and sheltered, being severely terrified of leading someone on or sexual assault. I thought I could trust Destiny, who I had multiple long conversations with regarding consented boundaries. What do we always say, you guys? Okay, you know, guys like me, that people look at, oh, that guy's toxic masculinity. And what do we always say, right? The male feminists, they're going to have long conversations with girls about assault, you know, about assault and about boundaries and leading people on. And you're like, yeah, because they care so much, dude. Or wolf in sheep's clothing, pretending to care so they could take naked pictures of you, right? So you can imagine my surprise when I discover he distributed pornographic content of me without my consent. Yes, you read that right. Stephen Kenneth Bonnell, too, sent pornographic content of me to a random 19-year-old e-girl Discord kitten whom he had never met before. And then she published it to the entire world. Rest assured, despite never having met her, he had spoke to her at least plenty of times on the phone. Of course, this is what he says happened. I think it is just as likely that he used her as a proxy to widely distribute this material while claiming deniability. Now, under normal circumstances, I would be like, no way, dude. Like, why would he do that? But I think it's time to start entertaining the idea that this dude is an actual psychopath, like for real. Okay, you understand there is a real thing. The difference between a sociopath and a psychopath is very simple, okay? I just got a long conversation with Gabrielle on our podcast about this where, like, you know, she has a degree in psychology, and so she's talking to me about the DSM, and I'm like, look, this is all a bunch of, like, itemized nonsense that can be explained by the actual difference between a sociopath and a psychopath. Sociopath has no conscience. They do not care, okay? If you're like, I am saving money for Christmas because I want to make sure that my son cannot go through what I did. And I actually saved $600 and I'm going to spend all of that on my baby. I haven't eaten for a year so I could buy presents for my baby. Okay. A sociopath will take that $600 and never think once about it. Like they wouldn't even register to them how insanely fucked up that is. Okay. That's a sociopath. But the reason they did it is because they wanted the $600. Okay. A psychopath would take the $600 specifically so they could come back over to your house and bask in what they actually want, which is enjoyment of people suffering, okay? That's what a psychopath is. They get enjoyment out of hurting people. Very same crime, identical crime, different reasons. This one wanted the $600. This one, psychopath, had plenty of money. They just wanted to see them hurt. The worse, the better. That's why, you know, serial killers are psychopaths. They can't help it. They enjoy hurting people, okay? So if that is his diagnosis, which again, I am far from being willing to dismiss, then maybe that's exactly what he did. You know what I mean? Why would he send naked pictures of this girl to some random streamer that he's never even met in person? What would his motivation for that be? I'm serious. I mean, I'm being totally serious now. Like part of me is kind of hamming this up like, oh, maybe he's a psychopath, but like I'm actually being totally serious, okay? Like, so, this person got hacked. Okay, well, let me ask you a serious question. Why would he send a nude photograph of some other random streamer to another random streamer that doesn't know her and that he barely knows? Why would he do that? Okay? Start entertaining the psychopath theory, okay? I do not understand why Destiny would knowingly and willingly put me in a position where I would receive nonstop abuse and harassment. If we believe him, he was trying to impress a barely legal teenager using my body and my privacy. Explain to me how that would be impressive. Explain. I mean, maybe I don't understand, you know, this group over here, you know, like maybe I've been married too long. I don't understand like the new generation of like online dating. We're like, maybe if you're like, hey, this other chick sent me nudes, you want to see them? You know, here, check them out. That's somehow some kind of like game, dude. I don't know. Or he's a psycho, okay? The betrayal coupled with the hundreds of messages I've received filled with sexual harassment and abuse have left me feeling hopeless and devoid of almost all happiness. Only thing that kept me going was the hope that I could bring this man to justice. I have him face legal consequences for his actions. For the past month, I have been speaking to lawyers about my situation and what to do, and I've decided that this is the best course of action. So she's suing him, okay? Now, this got put up January 20th. Since then, she's made a police report, okay? Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of this video where everyone can stop stop thinking of Destiny as like, oh, this guy, you know, he's got all the answers, a really smart guy. Because guess what? You put even a little bit of pressure on him and you're like, oh, this guy, not so strategic after all. Okay. So watch this. Okay. So I'm going to go over to Turkey Tom's video that he did on this and where he was walking through Destiny's response. And you could hear his response, Turkey Tom. I love his fucking channel. Oh, I'm sorry. He did it on his Tom Dark Live, but it's Turkey Tom. I really, really enjoy his channel. He does really great coverage, but I'm going to let him read this to you. And then I'm going to stop right at the spot where Destiny absolutely. Do you have any idea how much conservative DAs or prosecutors, U.S. attorneys, people who are conservatives who are on this guy's side would love to put that fucking guy in the slammer. Okay? He is widely known as the guy who went and got a bunch of clicks and follows by dancing on the grave of a father who got shot and killed in front of his daughters and his wife. His corpse landed on his family after he got his head blown up. Okay? Do you have any idea? Like, we're talking about trauma. This girl, you know, who got the... Do you have any idea what those that wife and those children are growing up with now? And he had no problem going on every single show to express the opinion, I don't care. They deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve it. Okay? So I am telling you, do you think that... Do you really think that there were, like, especially now, you think there are no supporters of the big guy that have tremendous, tremendous power? Power you can't even wrap your fucking brain around, guy. Okay? All you need is one prosecutor who's like, I'll take this case because you buried yourself right here. Now let's get into it.
I had the intention for any of these images to be published. So what he's talking about here was the someone being hacked, basically, and then the, you know, video of him and the videos of various other people involved with him being leaked is what he's talking about here, right?
Oh, so he sent more than one to this girl. Oh, check it out. Look at my collection of corn that I didn't have the permission to record and definitely didn't have the permission to send to anybody.
I think Stephen will still have a career after this on YouTube. People have been sued or convicted for worse than have a career, especially in politics. I think he will have a career. I think he'll probably come back in a week and he'll shed a decent amount of his audience, but he'll continue streaming and he'll probably be fine long term. I think that's probably what
I agree with that if he doesn't end up in prison.
It's going to happen. I haven't spoken out publicly regarding the situation for a few reasons. Firstly, I'm actively pursuing criminal and civil litigation on these matters against multiple parties. I assume this person that he's pursuing action against is probably the hacker. But one of the messages from Straighterade also seemed to imply that maybe he was thinking about suing Kiwi Farms because they host the material. I don't know.
Hey, I have an idea. Good luck. Good luck with that case, dude. Okay, this is, hey, this guy's going to defend himself against Tim Pool if Tim Pool sues him for defamation. Hilarious. He's all, I'm filing a civil case against someone who leaked videos that I sent to them against the will of the people who I took. It's like intimate photos that they trusted you with that you willingly sent to other people, and you're going to sue the other people who didn't even know them that you sent it to? Good fucking luck, dude. I'm sure that's going to go really well. They're probably going to hold them accountable. Like, they're going to hold them accountable. They're going to look at the case. They're all, wow, so you sent naked photos of this inexperienced girl to this other person, and then they somehow got published online. Jeez, you have really been wronged here. You're the right person to be suing here. Not.
No, if that's who he's thinking of suing, for sure. But that seemed to be implied there based on the DM from Straighterade that I saw on Cherry's Twitter last night. And we'll get into what Cherry said as well.
Okay, let me actually, I'm going to just fast forward to, because I've been talking for much longer than I expected to be. And so I'm just going to fast forward to this part, okay? So here is where Destiny starts to lay out DMs, DM conversations that he had with Pixie. And again, demonstrates what I've been talking about this whole time.
Important that people know about my recent communications with and regarding Pixie, someone who I was friends with and collaborated with on many occasions. Since the leaks were first circulated, Pixie has stressed to me that keeping things out of the public eye was important to her. And there's three links here.
What a good guy, dude. So that's why he didn't address it.
Well, I said I would do my best not to confirm or publicize anything, and I kept my word. Okay, so here's what he links. He links this message. Pixie says, one last question. You and Keemstar are friends, right? Did you know this?
So again, this is her talking to Destiny. This is what Destiny put out, okay? This is what he chose to put out, dude.
This is pinned to Drama Alert, and I guess Drama Alert pinned this post that says, rumor Destiny just leaked online, pray for the timeline. I guess she thought that Destiny was friends with Keemstar. He said, absolutely not friends. I don't think he likes me at all. She says, rip, I was hoping there'd be a way to get this post removed through their own volition, but I guess not, since anything other than that will just put more spotlight. He said, you're obviously free to say and do what you want, but I'm not going to talk about anything specifically, and I will never confirm or deny any of the people in any of the videos or images and say any names or anything like that, of course. We have another DM. Pixie says, let me know when you figure this stuff out with a lawyer. He says, if you have any discreet requests or specific things you want and need from me, let me know. You got severely fucked over in this through absolutely no fault of your own, okay? And yeah, working today to file stuff. Ninu reached out to law firms and we're waiting for responses back for filing police reports to grab court orders and stuff. If you want, I can put you in direct contact with Ninu, or you can message her directly as well to check in and verify this stuff. Just got off the phone with her an hour ago. She says, I don't want to have to testify or be named or anything. As far as people ask me, I'm saying it's a lookalike and I have remarkable differences in my breasts to prove it. Okay. Destiny says, yeah, okay. I haven't confirmed or denied anything at all publicly and I will never do so. And I'll double check with you before anything ever gets mentioned in a police report or court order or anything. I don't foresee this being a thing, but just in case. Pixie says, please don't tell anyone privately either if they ask if it's actually me or not.
So again, this is before this went out big and wide, and again, he puts this out because he's like, he's all, see you guys, I was being a really good guy. Like, I was even trying to help her file a police report because he was smart enough to know that he was majorly exposed, both legally and civilly. So he puts this out. He puts this out to go, look at what a good guy I was being behind the scenes. It was not her fault. Look at, I'm, you know, he's being the male feminist that'll talk to her about boundaries and sexual assault and then take videos of her and then send them out to his friends. Like, if you already have established this guy is completely full of shit when he talks to girls like this, okay? But again, we haven't gotten to the part that I've been referencing yet.
Destiny says, 100%, no one has messaged me to confirm or deny anything like that, except when Aaron/Straighter Aid messaged me. And we have another DM from December 3rd. Pixie saying, please don't tell anyone privately either if they ask if it's actually me or not. Destiny says, 100%, no one has messaged me to confirm or deny anything like that, except when Aaron or Straighter Aid messaged me. Pixie says, sounds good. Do you think you'll try to go criminally after the person or not? I assume you can subpoena Kiwi Farms for his account information and maybe even get IP addresses from there if you desire. Or do you feel like that will be too much attention drawn to it? Destiny says, I have absolutely no idea. Waiting for this law firm to confirm a call with me, I think. Also, like I said, I won't do anything in terms of filing civil suit, raking criminal complaints without checking with you first.
He is a manipulative fuck. He actually got this girl to believe that he was like trying to help her in this thing. This is unbelievable, dude.
So this is him trying to show that he didn't want to confirm or publicize anything on this to the public at the very least. That's what he's trying to show here. This is why we don't goon gentlemen. True. How's the response looking? Not amazing. On December 11th, I received a message from a mutual acquaintance named Laura Hayden, known online as Lauren de Laguna, who has a legal background. She says, what you did was evil. I've never hated anyone so much. Okay, so this is December 11th. This is about a month and a half, a month. Yeah, about a month and a half before all this stuff went public, as far as Pixie and her story. Lauren has had a negative sentiment toward me after I rejected her romantic advances earlier in the year. I understand that she has organized a fundraiser to support Pixie's lawsuit against me and assume she's been counseling Pixie on how to proceed. That could be true about Lauren, but I just don't know is the thing.
Hey, of course. He's like, the girl who messaged me, the only reason that she's mad is because she wanted me so badly and I rejected her. Hey, again, toxic masculinity, guys. That's, hey, it's us with the toxic masculinity.
Oh, man. I don't know. With the recent shit around him, like, it's very possible Lauren de Laguna is completely bent on going after him because he rejected her romantic interest, but I don't know. This recent stuff has made me question his word a lot. That same day, I received a message from Pixie where she suggested she would create a post about me that would go live after she committed. Pixie says, hi.
Here we go, guys. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Destiny put this message out thinking this was going to help him. Okay. This is equivalent, when we get into this, I just want to, just one last time, this is equivalent to someone who committed a murder, going to the police and saying they found something in the middle of the street and handing them the murder weapon that they committed the crime with. It's unbelievable how stupid he is for putting this out, dude.
Steven, as my life on this earth comes to a close, I want to ask you to be more careful with the people who place their trust in you in the future. Life is unfair, but you should do your best in preventing that, not contributing to it. Destiny says, hold up, what's up? Pixie says, I'm just tired of living anymore. It's only a matter of time until my family discovers what happened, and I feel like there is no way to obtain justice. I don't want to bring a case against you, but I think you'll continue to send nudes of people even without their consent. Bringing a case against you would mean going public, which is the equivalent of a death sentence for me either way. So I feel like the best thing for me to do is to kill myself and schedule a post just detailing my feelings on that, on what happened. To try and ensure a situation like this doesn't happen again. I'm not going to kill myself at the second. I'm trying to get some things in order before I end everything, but I don't see a future where I survive much longer. It's better to end things sooner rather than later to stop the pain than let it to continue on. Have you talked to Destiny since this happened? No, I have not. He says, I feel like it's hard for me to give you advice since I'm obviously implicated in everything, but I would still say some of the following things. One, things die out surprisingly fast. There might always be...
Okay, so there, he tries to cheer her up, okay? Like, he tries to cheer her up there. Okay, I actually there's much more than that, like to but it's all in the same vein of why it's It's mind blowing. Okay. So here's the deal. Destiny should have one priority on planet Earth right now. And that is her mental health. Okay. And pay her whatever she wants, because if she actually puts herself down because she makes a bunch more threats that she's going to, you know, you just put out in response to this story, proof that the reason that she wants to whack herself out is because of your revenge corn case, okay? You just put a potential suicide case, you put motive behind it, and the motive is the crime that you committed, you fucking moron, okay? Trump got convicted of 34 felonies in New York because he wrote a check from the campaign for $100,000, which his attorney billed him for, okay? What do you think that a federal prosecutor or a state prosecutor in Florida, you live in Florida, right? You got a lot of friends in the DA's office in Florida, you know? You think Miami sees eye to eye with you politically? And or you think that the DA in Florida might want to do a favor for the sitting president? You understand that he is that petty. Like, and you're not even like low on the list. Like, you'd probably be the number one internet personality that the big guy would want to put in prison. Okay. You understand that this is the most cut and dry case in history of you did this illegal thing. Girl ended up dead. You're criminally liable. And that's your fault because you put the DMs out where she overtly tells you in plain English that the reason that she wants to whack herself out is because of you. You fucking moron. Okay? No one can call Destiny a smart person again without at least being like, you know, but how smart is he? You know, like, how smart is he? Because this right here was what, and the second I saw this, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you couldn't, I mean, like, I instantaneously. So I don't know. Does that make me smarter than Destiny? You know, certainly less of a scumbag, but smarter maybe, because anyone with 5 brain cells and a legal mind should have seen this coming. But he's going to defend himself in the defamation case against Tim Pool because he's so good at debating. He, of course, is going to be able to defend himself. But somehow couldn't connect these dots. Motive behind a potential death is going to lead to you going to prison. Smart, dude. Well played. So for me, my daughters, their future life where they hopefully will model their boyfriends after their dad and not after sleazy fucks like Destiny, from them and anybody else that you did this to, fuck you, guy. Enjoy.